on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by Lawhorn Plumbing, Verde Valley Alarm Services, Prescott Home Safety, Greenlee Designer Surfaces, Get Right Mitigation, Franklin Plumbing, The Blind Brothers, Made to Order, Vicente Landscaping, Barrett Propane, and Badger Roofing. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning, Prescott. Welcome to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association, and we're airing on Talk of the Quad Cities. That's KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, 95.5 FM. So you're probably saying to yourself, self, who is this mystery man that's replacing Sandy Griffiths?
She's not late, is she?
No, she's not late. Actually, she's home recuperating. She's been battling with an Achilles tendon here for the last several months, and she went in under the knife last Wednesday for a successful operation. And so she's home recuperating, and we will see her next week. But we certainly want to extend our best wishes for a speedy recovery. I'm sure that for her, sitting at home and not being able to get up and move around is pure torture. So we're talking about the Energizer Bunny, and she just does not do well sitting still. But those are the doctor's orders, and I'm pleased to see that so far it appears that she's obeying. So we had a great conversation last week, some super guests. We had Scott Shepard in here, who owns and runs Fundamental Martial Arts. And he brought by a couple of his students, Tom Riley and Leela Harding. And so we had a great conversation about all the things that he does, the confidence and the confidence building and the issues that are a benefit to being involved in the fundamental martial arts. And if you didn't catch that broadcast, you certainly can catch it on either our website or KQ&A. .com website in the archives. So, again, great program.
And he kind of, pointed out the fact that, martial arts, for self-defense, it's not about fighting. Right. He's not teaching you to be a competitor. He's teaching you to keep yourself from getting hurt. And you might not think that you're physically capable of something like that, but it's a lot more to, there's a lot more to do with it than just how strong you are.
Yeah, very, very good point, Gregory. And that's Gregory, our engineer. Very good point. There's certainly times where it's a flight or fight, and flight is always preferable to the fight.
It's one of those things that you learn that you hope you never have to use.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
You're getting good exercise and balance and confidence at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that Leela mentioned, is that her confidence just skyrocketed once she started taking those courses. So if you have any questions, again, it was Fundamental Martial Arts, and the owner is Scott Shepard, and I'm sure he would love to hear from you. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. We have a great representative here, one of our local contractor reps that's in our studio this morning. And so once we get back from break, we'll introduce him and have another great informative discussion. Again, you're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Don't touch that dial, because we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning, people out there in Radio Land listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. You're listening to Hammer Time, and this morning we're pleased to be bringing to you a local contractor by the name of Arizona Modern Landscapes, and we have Cameron Austin with us, and we'll get to his introduction in just a second. But again, if you just tuned in, Sandy is off this week recuperating from an Achilles heel surgery, and she will be back next week to join us. So it's my privilege. I'm Mike Enders with Bentry Custom Homes. My privilege to fill in for her. So with that being said, Cameron, welcome to Hammer Time.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure being here.
You betcha. So we'd like to find out a little bit about Arizona Modern Landscapes, but we'd also like to find out something about you. I know that Nathan, who is the owner, has asked you to come in and represent the company. And so I'd like to find out a little bit about who you are, what brought you to Prescott. So let's start with where you grew up with.
Yeah, so I spent a majority of my childhood actually in the South. I was born in Tupelo, Mississippi, and I spent a good portion of my younger years between Mississippi and Alabama area. As I grew up, we ended up in Kenosha, Wisconsin, of all places. So some nice harsh winters and a lot of snow and humidity. And I was visiting 1 year in Prescott. I was visiting my grandparents, and I kind of just fell in love with it as a teenager. And so over the next courses of the next few years, I made it kind of a goal to get myself out to Prescott, Arizona. And I've been here for 12 years now and don't regret one bit of it.
Well, you are successful, and I must commend you going from one end of the spectrum to the other, from Mississippi up to Wisconsin, and you managed to not carry your Southern accent or your Northern accent when you came to Prescott.
Yeah, it's a funny thing that people point out all the time, and I like to tell people that they just canceled each other out. So when I moved to Wisconsin, I had a terrible accent.
Oh, did you
and
really?
So, yeah, so I actually went through some different speech classes and stuff as a kid to correct it. But I just say that my Southern accent canceled out my Midwestern accent, and I'm just stuck with what I've got.
There you go. Well, you sound just like everybody else in Prescott, so you did a good job. So how did you become involved with Arizona Modern Landscapes?
Yeah, so I met Nathan actually quite a few years back, just being kind of in the industry of landscaping. Basically, since the day I've met the guy, he's always caught my eye as a real go-getter, a high energy, happy, always smiling, just really an absolute outstanding icon of a person who you would want to work for. And so through a few years of bouncing around a handful of different companies trying to find where I fit, I locked in with Nathan, and I haven't turned back.
That's terrific. And you've been there how long?
I've been with Nathan for a couple of years now.
Oh, super, super. So how old is Arizona Modern Landscapes?
Modern Landscapes actually just celebrated our five-year anniversary. So we have been in business for 5 years. Nathan has been in the landscape industry most of his adult life, as well as I have. But yeah, we've been a LLC company for 5 years.
Terrific. Now, was Nathan here for prior to the 5 years?
Yeah. Yeah. Nathan went to school here. He grew up here. He's got some family scattered across, as most of us do, but most of his life has been spent in the Prescott area.
Well, that's terrific. That's terrific. So why don't you tell us what you do for Nathan? And I have a feeling that people out there are going to be a little bit surprised because you are the epitome of the jack of all trades.
Yeah. Jack of all, master of none. So my official title with Arizona Modern is business development manager. I was originally brought on to help kind of orchestrate our commercial side and get that fired up. So we do offer full commercial services, but the current hats that I wear is residential sales and design. We do all of our design in-house as far as all of our 2D CAD design goes. So we take basically a plot plan of your home that we can obtain through the municipalities as far as like the cities or the county, and we turn that into a understandable, legible drawing that represents what it is that you are looking for in your landscape. And after we're done with the 2D version of it, if you request, we can always have that transferred into a 3D version. So
terrific.
I kind of handle all of that aside from the sales and yeah.
So you can actually put together a 3D where people can literally go around the house exterior, see how the different facets are going to look. And do you specialize in new construction or taking existing landscaping and making modifications, or all of it?
Excuse me. So our real bread and butter is new construction. We absolutely love being able to take basically dirt and turn it into just an absolutely beautiful landscape. But with that being said, we have been doing a ton of remodel work. So if you've got a yard that maybe it was an older home in the Prescott area that just really needs a facelift, that it's no problem for us. We can come in and do the same on a remodel as we can do on a new construction.
So if you've got grass and weeds, you can take care of that.
Absolutely.
No, I can appreciate on new construction, you're working with a blank palette. You have a lot more there that you can come up with to satisfy your clients.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you mentioned commercial, which is fairly unique, I think, for landscaping companies to be involved in both. Do you do just the installation? Do you have maintenance programs?
We haven't actually fired up any maintenance yet. We do offer basically return service to our current customers, past customers, as far as that type of stuff goes. But we don't offer an actual maintenance division. But we do just started doing commercial as a full-time service. And one of the big projects we just completed was the dog park in Jasper in Prescott Valley. It was a huge remodel. We took their dog park that was originally all sod, real grass, and converted it into just over 11,000 square feet of artificial turf, as well as some DG. We did some really nice big trees and some paper walkways, and it turned out absolutely phenomenal.
That is terrific. 11,000 square feet, that's a pretty good-sized dock patch.
Yeah, yeah, and that was just the turf. I mean, the dog park is three or four times bigger than that.
Wow. So how many, obviously you must have a fairly good-sized crew. How many employees does Arizona Modern Landscape have?
Yeah, without knowing the exact number off the top of my head, I believe we're somewhere between 24 and 26 currently. Okay. We've got four full-time install crews. Each crew manages between four and five guys typically. And then we have our upper management team, so all of our office staff. And then we have a couple of different drivers that are basically the gears of the company that keep us all moving in the right direction.
So you mentioned the dog park out of Jasper. Do you do a fair amount of work out in Jasper?
Yeah, actually, Jasper really has been kind of our baby, for lack of a better term. We have completed a ton of projects in the Jasper community. We love working in Jasper. We've loved all of our customers in Jasper, and it's just a really nice place for us to be able to express our abilities. And we've done a ton of work in there.
Super. Now, in a production area like that, do you sit down with each individual buyer, or does Jasper have a set landscape plan that they're able to upgrade or augment? How does that work?
Yeah, so basically, anytime you're dealing with a community that is a HOA, a homeowners association, typically they've got a CCNR, which is basically the guidelines of living in the community and tells you what you can and can't do and what you can and can't have. And so Jasper has their version of that. And so basically, we can design and build a landscape, keeping in mind all of their design guidelines as far as plant selections, gravel colors, water features, pergolas, so on and so forth. And we've worked with the Jasper HOA so much so that, I mean, we're pretty bread and butter as far as turnkey goes, getting you guys an approved design in that community.
So that you know what you can do and keep out of trouble.
Yes, absolutely. Very familiar with it.
So I would imagine that you have fairly standard palette for the front yards, but then you get a little bit more flexibility in the rear yards.
Yeah, I mean, typically, you know, people seem to want to spend most of their time in their backyards. So, you know, a good rule of thumb to follow is if you're going to spend that kind of money on a yard transfer, then spend it where you're going to use it. You know, if you're not planning on hanging out in your front yard and doing your barbecues in your courtyard, then go all out in the backyard and make it beautiful in a place that you don't want to leave.
Perfect. Sounds like a winner to me. So, Cameron, we're going to have to take a quick break here so we can introduce the listeners to our wonderful participants who have pledged to support this show, subcontractors and different companies that are advertising with us. So we'd ask that you please stay tuned for a few minutes while we bring you those commercials, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Welcome back to Hammer Time. I'm Mike Enders with Bentry Custom Homes, filling in for Sandy Griffiths. If you just joined us, she just had Achilles heel surgery last week on Wednesday, and so she's in recuperating, and she'll be back to join us next weekend.
Are we going to get her surgeon on the show so he can describe the construction?
Yes, and whether there was kicking involved and attempts to get off the bed. So anyway, we wish her the best of recovery time, and I know she'll be back with us as quickly as she can be. So we're having a great conversation with Cameron Austin from Arizona Modern Landscapes. And when we left, we were just getting ready to talk about the importance of licensed contractors. So Cameron, tell us what your opinion is as to why that's important.
Yeah, so I mean, a long list of reasons why choosing a licensed contractor over unlicensed, there is a long list, but really the main reasons are is typically your licensed contractors are going to be properly educated on the proper install methods of, and I think that's an umbrella term for any of the trades, whether it's electrical, plumbing, landscape. Having a license really just means that you are willing to put in the effort that maybe some other people weren't, and that should be exploited as much as possible. I think, not saying that if you're unlicensed, maybe you don't not have the know-how on how to do things properly, but that license really is what tells everybody that you can do it properly and you will do it properly. Having a license is a big deal as far as the contracting world goes, and it should just be put in everybody's brain that if you're looking to have any work done to your home from any of the trades, that you need to search for licensed contractors only, and even on top of that, still vet your licensed contractors.
Absolutely good advice. The other thing is that as an assurance to the homeowner, if they're working with somebody that's not licensed, their only resource solving any problems would be through the court system. With a licensed contractor, the state of Arizona, through the Registrar of Contractors, holds all of our licenses. And so there is recourse for the consumer if there is a dispute. So it certainly is in the customer's best interest to, like you said, use a licensed contractor.
Absolutely.
Speaking of which, you had mentioned earlier, you do both residential and commercial sales and installations. So do you have separate licenses for those?
Correct. We hold a couple of different licenses. Even within the landscaping industry, there's a few different licenses that may be required depending on what it is that you're trying to complete with your company. So different things from hardscapings to pergolas require different license. Drainage and grading requires a different license, and we do hold all of the necessary licenses in order to complete that work.
That's terrific. I know you'd mentioned earlier about pergolas and different hardscaping. Talk to us a little bit about some of the hardscaping things that you do and what type of materials that you use.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do pretty much anything that if you can dream it, we can build it. And that really is a motto that we try to live by, because doing just a boring backyard with some gravel and some plants isn't always the funnest. Sometimes it's required, but it's not always the funnest. We really do like getting into a lot of the more custom, more fun builds, whether that be some really big custom fireplaces, some beautiful outdoor kitchens, even stuff like different custom water features really are just a fun way to kind of wrap up a backyard and really make it feel like a piece of paradise. And we love doing all of those aspects of the landscaping, not just the plants and the irrigation and so on.
Yep. So on the outdoor kitchens, are you finding that that's gaining momentum, or is that pretty constant? Because 15 years ago, you never heard about outside kitchens.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So actually, I believe it was Nolan with Belgard. He's actually our paver rep with Belgard. If you're looking into landscape products, Belgard is an absolute great option to use. So thank you, Nolan. But I do believe that those guys just did a study that was, forgive me for not knowing the exact terms of it, but something along the lines of there was like a 60% increase in the last 10 years of people using their outdoor spaces as basically secondary living spaces. Obviously, with the cost of everything going up in the world, taking full advantage of the space that you've got really is key to just having a nice, comfortable home life. And so we're seeing a lot of people really start to use their backyards as really a second living option, whether that be to watch football games on Sunday with the family or barbecues on Saturday with the grandkids. It just really seems like the backyard spaces are becoming an everyday part of people's lives.
And there's so much that can go on now with whether it's patio covers or pergola pergolas. I always want to say pergolas. Pergolas. You can put in mister systems to keep things cooled down. You'd mentioned Belgard. They are a wonderful supplier. And I know that because you use them, I'm sure you've gone through their, what I always call Belgard University.
Yep. We are Belgard University certified.
Yeah. So I was just going to say, explain a little bit about what that entails, because that is really a benefit to your customers.
Yeah. So Belgard does a really, really good job of education. So although they are a huge provider of hardscape products, whether that be pavers, light fixtures, I mean, all different aspects of landscapes Belgard offers. But what they really focus on with their contractors is education. And so Belgard has what they call Belgard University. They put on a few different classes a year. I mean, I think maybe 12 to 20 classes a year, kind of outlining different aspects of install practices, correct install practices for their pavers, different new materials that are coming to market, whether it be wall systems or permeable pavers, you name it. They basically, they're on par with what is most current and accurate for the correct ways to do things. And they offer classes every month to teach their contractors what those ways are.
Yeah, I think when pavers started gaining momentum, many people said, oh, well, that's a DIY thing that I can do, and I'll go out and get a couple of bags of sand, throw that over the top of the soil, and put my pavers in place, and away I go. And that's about what happened, is that within a couple of months away, the pavers went, because all of a sudden, they start showing track marks where you drive over.
Yep.
And Belgard's great about giving that education as to the right way to install something that seems to be simple, which is the pavers.
Yeah, absolutely. There definitely is a right and a wrong way to install them. We are on the forefront of figuring out the newest and most innovative ways to do things so that they're going to last a lifetime. Mm-hmm. If you're having failing pavers, whether that be they're sinking or your border's cracking off, even if you're having weeds come up through your pavers, all of those things can be solved with proper installation. So using something like a polymeric sand in your paver joints will keep the ants from pulling all of your sand out of your paver joints and creating little anthills.
Mm-hmm.
It'll keep the weeds out. Using the correct concrete border around the outside of your paver patio will keep your border from coming apart. And then even just the proper compaction of your base material underneath your pavers will keep them from settling. And all of those things are taught through the Belgard University. But back to the licensed contractor part of it, if you're a licensed contractor, these are the things that you should be aware of on how to install this type of material.
Absolutely. And it also goes into drainage, because you have subgrade drainage. And so the right material to be putting under those pavers, not just the sand, but the AB and the different things that you put down below underneath are very, very important to get a long-lasting job, as are, you had mentioned, the concrete borders. Boy, there's nothing worse than seeing a beautiful job that all of a sudden starts drifting off to the side because those pavers aren't locked in.
Yeah, that concrete, that finishing touches of the concrete border is really what makes that paver pad lock together for a lifetime. And if that part doesn't get done right, well, yeah, like you just said, you'll have a beautiful finished product, and then a few months down the road, you might have a puzzle that you're trying to put back together.
It starts expanding, so to speak.
Yeah.
And the installation process for rear patios, for example, you've got different installation practices for patios as well as driveways.
Correct. Yeah, there's typically a different set of protocols when you're talking about paver installation for like a vehicular application versus like a pedestrian application. Typically, you know, overdoing it the first time is going to be the best way to go. So even though maybe it is only a walkway from your back patio to your fireplace, it should still get the same treatment as your driveway does. I mean, it really does boil down to the small details when it comes to making things the right way and doing them right the first time, and then having that assurance that, hey, we chose the right guy, we chose the right crew, the right company, and I know that this is going to last a lifetime.
Yeah, that few dollars up front makes all the difference in the world. It's called insurance.
Absolutely.
So best money you can spend. We've got to take another break so we can bring our listeners some great product information. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. So fill up that cup of coffee, grab that chocolate milk or orange juice, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Welcome back to Hammer Time. If you are listening on Saturday, you can hear the same broadcast tomorrow morning, or as Sandy says,
but
it'll be the same information
and the same jokes. And Sandy still won't be here.
They don't get funnier?
No.
Okay. I thought maybe they're like
that's
wine.
That's wine.
I thought they're like wine. I was just going to say, leave it overnight and it gets a little improvement. Anyway, again, we wish Sandy a speedy recovery, and she'll be with us again next weekend. So we were just talking with Cameron regarding Arizona Modern Landscapes and the licenses and the technical information that they've acquired. One of the things we were just thinking about or talking about was the typical start to finish that you go through with your clients and some of the questions that you have for them, they have for you, and some of the things that they should be asking a landscaper when they're interviewing them. So let's just assume that you've gotten a call from Bob and Betty, and they've set up an appointment with you. You just walked up the front sidewalk, rang the doorbell, and they've said, come on in. Take it from there as to what you do from there.
Yeah, so after they call, they're going to speak with Belen, who is our wonderful office manager. She's going to get them set up with an appointment, and typically we try to have all of our appointments be within the same week, so we don't try to push people out too far. Once we arrive, typically we're going to, you know, approach it in a different way depending on what the needs are. So if it is a remodel, there's going to be kind of a different set of questions and needs that maybe need to be met with that situation, whereas mm-hmm. if it is a brand new construction, then basically we ask what's your big picture. A lot of people like to maybe withhold some of the information or maybe just not quite give us the entire big picture, which really doesn't benefit in the long run. If you're working with a good licensed landscaper, then giving them the whole picture is kind of the best way to go. So that way, as we're going through, especially with things like pavers and turf, you don't ever want to put yourself in a situation where you know you're going to have a barbecue in your backyard in 6 months or a year, mm-hmm. but at the time of your original landscape installation, you weren't ready to do so. So maybe 6 months later, we go back and we're going to put that barbecue in. Well, hey, we have pavers here now that we forgot to run our gas lines. We didn't run any electrical conduits for future use. So now we're tearing up a bunch of work that was maybe just done within the last year or so.
Good point.
I try to make sure everyone knows it's incredibly important to make sure that you're telling your contractor the whole picture, even if it's not something you're willing to bite off and chew all at once. At least that way we can plan ahead. Putting a electrical conduit in the ground before pavers now, it takes an extra, 10 minutes, whereas down the road you might be a half a day's work to pull pavers out and bring your electrical conduits out for your barbecue or your pergola. So we just make it really a point to let us know what the grand picture is on everything. Typically after that portion, we're going to try to have you an estimate back out within 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes it's same day. It really just depends on the scope of work. So we'll get you an estimate. Following the estimate, again, depending on the situation, we'll follow up with the design. That would be a 2D rendering of your home. And if you would like that to be transformed into a 3D, that is a conversation that is had at that point. Mm-hmm. And then we get the process going with the signed contract. And typically we're having you on our schedule somewhere between 3 and 6 weeks at any given time. During our busy time of the year, that might look more like 8 weeks. During our slower time, that might look more like 2. But a good rule of thumb is 2 to 4, 3 to 6 weeks, somewhere in that range.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on the scope of work, we could be on the ground anywhere from a few days to 5 or 6 weeks. We're completing a really, really large residential project in Jasper in Prescott Valley currently.
Uh-huh.
I believe we're on week 5 with this particular client, and it's just the process and it's coming together.
So what all things are they having done that's kept you there for that long?
Yeah, so she's a really, really wonderful lady who's kind of going all out with her backyard. She's got a really good-sized backyard to work with. We're putting in a ton of turf. But we're doing kind of the European style turf, where we're doing like the nice big diamond steppers throughout the whole turf. Mm-hmm. And it just is going to make for a really killer look. Aside from that, we are building her two different custom water features. One of them is a boulder water feature that's kind of nestled into the turf, and another one is a European-styled, like, wall fountain lion's head water feature. Mm-hmm. We're building that basically from the ground up, from the stucco work to the custom tile to the caps that were provided by Anasazi Stone. All of these things just kind of take time. I mean, it's really in the detail. And when you're getting down to the pennies of the project, sure, you got to make sure every detail is right, because if one of them's off, then it could ruin the whole thing.
Now, do you have people on staff that are licensed to do electrical and plumbing?
We don't have anyone in-house. We do all of our trades work that requires those licenses via subcontractors. The subs that we use, we have used almost since we've been in business for 5 years. So we use Josh at Recovery Electric for most of our electrical work. We have a subcontractor that we use for plumbing, and subcontractor that we use another plumber for our gas line, so on and so forth. So anytime that we are required to do any of the other trades, we bring on another licensed sub to take care of that for us.
Super. Good for you. You know, you had mentioned about running that gas line for a future barbecue. I think that falls into what I call the 5P rule, which is prior planning prevents poor performance.
Correct.
And so the few pennies that you spend up front, again, come back to pay in dollars later on down the road.
Yeah.
So you just mentioned that particular job out in Jasper. Are there other jobs that you've done that come to mind that you really enjoyed, looking back on it, saying, wow, that was really a neat job that was different?
Yeah. I mean, really, honestly, the crazier the ideas that we get from our customers are really the ones that are going to stick out the most for us. Is we do this every single day, right? This is our livelihoods, this is our living, and this is our profession. And so we see a lot of the same stuff, a lot of the same trends come around, and a lot of the same color schemes and layouts and designs. And so really, when somebody gets to do something really fun with their landscape, whether that be some crazy cool paver inlay design in their back patio, or some really just out of this world water feature, those are the ones that really stick out as kind of like, wow, that was fun. The ones that make you scratch your head for a few minutes to figure out how the heck you're going to put it together. Yep. Those are the ones that are that stick out the most for us.
That's neat. So as far as outdoor kitchens, what kind of facilities do you usually find in the outdoor kitchens? They have refrigerators, barbecue grills, open pits?
I mean, kind of bringing back to the point of the conversation earlier where we were talking about how that outdoor living space is becoming a much more used space in today's world. With that being said, we're requiring a lot more utility out of our backyards and in our kitchens. So from fridges to sinks to, I mean, even some people with dishwashers now, in their outdoor kitchen spaces, a lot of these really, really unique one-of-a-kind outdoor kitchens are almost taking place of the indoor kitchens. When you live in a place like Arizona where our climate is so beautiful so much of the year, it's really hard to not take advantage of those spaces. So we can do pretty much anything with your outdoor kitchen space. We can make it even homier than your indoor kitchen. It just really depends on what the needs are.
Well, that's terrific. Listen, Cameron, we're going to have to take another break. This is going way too quickly, but we appreciate you staying with us here and giving us some examples of what separates Arizona modern landscapes from your competition. So don't touch that dial. We're going to take another quick break, hear from our great sponsors, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hello, Prescott, and welcome back to our final segment. Again, my name is Mike Enders with Bentry Custom Homes, and I'm in here filling in for Sandy Griffiths, who is our normal hostess. She's recuperating from an operation for her Achilles tendon last week, and she will be back with us, I'm sure, this next weekend. So, Sandy, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are, we wish you a speedy recovery, and we'll look forward to seeing you next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. So we're just having a great conversation here with Cameron Austin from Arizona Modern Landscapes, and we were just talking about some of the outdoor pallets that they have come up with for outdoor living in the rear yards. And you'd mentioned earlier that you also do remodeling work as opposed to new construction. So on those remodelings, sometimes those can become a challenge in themselves based on the palette that you're working with when you get there. For example, 20-year-old trees that seem to be far enough away from the house when they were planted 20 years ago, but now they're encroaching into the decks and into the house itself. So tell us about some of your experiences with some of the remodeling contracts.
Yeah, so that's definitely something we're starting to see more often than not is maybe a landscape that was put in 20 or 30 years ago that wasn't necessarily thought through all the way with plant placement. So plant placement is a big deal. A lot of people like to kind of landscape things with how they look right now. Mm-hmm. When they're not thinking, you know, 5, 10, 15 years down the road, when they put that little 5-foot deodar cedar 15 feet from their front door and they don't realize in 20 years that's going to be a 70-foot tall tree. And
it's at the front door.
Yeah, it's now part of your home. So with the remodel stuff, obviously they all have to be approached a little bit differently depending on the circumstances. Anytime we are transplanting anything, we can't guarantee the survivability of a plant, but we will absolutely do our best to ensure that that plant's going to make it, whether that be transplanting with things like gypsum and different nutrients to really help get the roots back established back in the ground, and then a proper irrigation system on top of that and a really heavy water schedule. Anytime you're transplanting something, those plants typically go through a pretty harsh shock period depending on the plant, and they were going to require a tad bit more water than everything else mm-hmm. that maybe you have in your landscape. But some other key things about remodel were, as this stands true with new construction as well, is 811 is a priority for us. You need to be making sure that your contractors are using 811 anytime they're putting a shovel on the ground. It is an absolute it's an absolute certainty that that needs to take place, especially on these older homes where maybe there's a gas line that, you know, somebody forgot that was even there, that your contractor comes in with an excavator and, hey, now you guys are having barbecue.
Yeah, so explain to some of our listeners who may not be familiar with the locator service that 811 provides.
Correct. Yeah, so 811, 811 Arizona is a utility locating service. It is free, so there really isn't an excuse to not use them. Basically, they will coordinate with all of the utility companies to come out and mark all of our utilities on the property, whether that be water, sewer, electric, gas, you name it, they will come mark it for you. And then those markings are typically good somewhere between 14 and 21 days, and mm-hmm. then they need to be redone. So on a larger scale project, maybe something like a commercial project, you're going to see those utility companies out there multiple times, whereas a quicker, maybe week or 2 week long residential project, as long as we've gotten them out there before we've gotten there, you probably won't see them again. But they're typically a good bunch of people. They won't bother you. They'll just come and spray their lines on the ground, and then us as licensed contractors know what those lines mean and where to stay away from.
Yep. And, you know, in new construction, everybody's pretty well aware of where the utilities are. You still need to get them marked.
But absolutely.
Pretty well aware of where the utilities are. When you're talking about a house that's 20, 30 years old, it may be most likely the second owner, possibly a third owner. And so they're not really aware that, gosh, there was a gas line that came in on this side that was abandoned and was rerouted from this side of the property. But that other gas line that was abandoned was actually capped and it's still alive.
Correct, yep.
And so that's why it's extremely important to utilize 811. So thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, not a problem.
The other thing that people may not have been thinking about 20, 30 years ago, which we are today, and that's firewise issues.
Correct, yeah.
As far as planting up close, so you see a lot of the older homes that'll have Pfitzers and spreaders right up against the house that they're within that 3 to 5 foot area. So how do you treat landscaping nowadays to accommodate that?
Yeah, so it's funny, me coming from kind of the Wisconsin area as a predominant portion of my childhood, I see it all too often where a lot of people from maybe that area of the country are moving here and expecting a similar kind of look and feel as far as, hey, we're going to plant 30 hostas right up against the house and 14 pine trees in the flower bed next to the driveway. Well, unfortunately, here it's just not realistic. So we do recommend that you speak with your insurance companies prior to having landscape installed, because every insurance company is probably going to have a little bit of a different guideline that needs to be followed. But I do know, like, a good rule of thumb is going to be somewhere between 15 and 20 feet from the house is going to be the closest for any trees, and then typically 5 to 10 feet for any plants. But even with that being said, it's never a great idea to be planting close to your home anyways, because those irrigation systems are emitting water multiple times a week. And any type of foundation work in water don't necessarily get along that well. And then on top of that, roots like to follow water. So if your irrigation system develops a leak right up against your foundation and you've got a nice big maple tree growing 20 feet away, those roots are going to find that leak. And subsequently, they're going to find your foundation
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's very, very good advice. So as far as remodel jobs, are there any jobs that come to your mind that were extremely challenging, shall we say, with either large trees or swimming pools or something that had to be basically abandoned and return to nature, if you will, before you started improving it?
There isn't any that are really sticking out right now at this moment. I will say I have done some estimates for some really crazy stuff. Uh-huh. I mean, there's some homes in Prescott way up in the mountains, even off of Old Black Canyon Highway, that I've went out and done some estimates for, where the house pad was really cut out of the side of a mountain at one point, and the proper retaining walls were not put in, or the proper cut grade was not done behind the home. And so now there's just crazy water problems and crazy foundation problems. All of those things can typically be solved with landscape. I mean, really, a lot of that does fall underneath the umbrella of landscape and hardscape, draining and grading and drainage. But I don't have any really right now that are just sticking out as crazy ones. Really, honestly, we're a pretty easygoing company. We're super easy to work with. We're really easy to have changes on the fly. So one of the great things about this industry is being able to adapt. And sometimes, you know, you run into things that you don't necessarily have any control over. And so the best thing you can do is come up with an alternative and adapt mm-hmm. and overcome and move on. It could be something as simple as, hey, we wanted a tree right there, but, you know, we dug 6 inches in the ground and it's solid granite and we can't put a tree there. Well, we can put 3 trees over here instead or whatever. But just being able to adapt and overcome to the situations goes a long way, and just being flexible enough to make those changes on the fly.
You bet. So when Bob and Betty, that we talked about earlier, had you into their home to go over landscaping, is there a charge that you charge for going out meeting with the people and coming up with a preliminary design?
No. So we do all of our estimates for free. Everything is zero cost to you. We are big believers on information should be free. Mm-hmm. So again, back to the bigger picture thing, is if you provide us with the grand scheme of every hope and dream wrapped up in your backyard, it won't cost you anything for us to put that onto paper and into a design and give it to you and present it to you in a way that's legible and that makes sense. It doesn't cost anything. And then on top of that is if you're having contractors in your home, I mean, ask them every question under the sun, because at the end of the day, we sometimes forget that we do this every day. And so we may take something that we know is standard, where in our brains is just not a second thought, but a homeowner may have no idea. So ask us while we're there, ask us every question you can think, and no question is a stupid question, because at the end of the day, we're there to educate. Sure. We want to make sure that this whole process is as seamless and comfortable for you as possible. It shouldn't be chaotic, and it shouldn't be any questions, any second guessing. You should be happy with the whole process. So ask every question you've got.
That's terrific, and you're there to help them make their dreams come true.
Absolutely.
So we're going to take another break, but I do want you to real quickly give out your phone number and any other way to contact, email, etc.
Yeah, absolutely. So our office is located at 3115 North Robert Road in Prescott Valley, but we are currently underway of a new showroom. So that's coming hopefully end of the year, but we'll see. The little teaser for you. Our office phone number is 928-379-1505, and you can reach us at our website at azmodlandscapes.com. That's azmodlandscapes.com, and all of our social medias as well. We're posting daily content on all of those platforms.
Terrific. Cameron, thank you very much. Hold tight, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Good afternoon, Prescott. We appreciate you joining us for this lively hour of Hammer Time. We hope we've brought you some good information on landscaping. We want to thank Nathan Acosta, owner of Arizona Modern Landscapes, for sending Cameron Austin in to meet with us and give us his full understanding of what people should be looking for when they go into the landscaping industry, or not industry, but when they go into landscaping for their own private personal use. So again, thank you very much, Cameron, for coming on board and sharing your morning with us. If you wouldn't mind, please give your website, phone number, and information out one more time.
Yeah, huge shout out to Nathan for letting me come and do this today. He's an absolute pleasure to work for. You can reach us at azmodlandscapes.com. Our office is located at 3115 North Robert Road, Prescott Valley, and our office phone number is 928-379-1505. And just real quick, if you guys are looking for a place to kind of get yourself started, a couple good options locally would be Arizona Stone or Anasazi Stone. Arizona Stone being located in Prescott Valley, Anasazi being located in Prescott. They are great places to start to get an idea of what types of materials might be available for you and your projects.
Perfect. Good advice. So until next week, again, we wish Sandy a speedy recovery, and we will see you all on the flip side. Bye-bye.
Have a time.
Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking Up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at ycca.org.
Break it down!